Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Who are you people?
Camp counselors. Nettie's just fooling around.
Yeah, right. I'm just fooling around.
Candid coaches. Chief Christie, how are you people?
Mm-hmm.
She pay you for this?
Hey, nice buy.
She been smoking, boy.
Smoking? Don't smoke. It causes cancer.
You know what I mean. Would you just get off a spaceship or something? Colombian gold, man. Grass, hash, the weed. Dig it?
Hey, what's he talking about?
Hey, don't get smart.
Me? I'm as dumb as they come.
Coming to you live from Internet Station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. That previous clip brought to you by Friday the 13th.
I assume so.
Which is what today is. So, and this song is completely unrelated to that movie, but the main overarching theme, watch out for murderers today.
Yeah, I told one of the guys at work that I was going to wear a clown mask and chase people with a machete tonight.
Oh.
His words were exactly... You're a fucking dumbass.
Yeah. Dude, you'd get shot.
Oh,
if you did
so
it.
So hard.
But I mean, would they'd shoot to kill if you were a clown.
Oh, dude. Like, if I come at them with a machete, like, oh, damn, this guy's off his rocker. Let's try to slow him down.
Yeah.
If a killer clown's coming after you, there's no stops. I wouldn't pull out. I will fuck that clown up.
As soon as I see, I imagine I'm just looking at the woods and, like, clown comes out of it. Doesn't even matter if he's holding a weapon. I immediately throw two knives at him and pull the pepper spray out just in case he decides to keep running.
Telling people my story about running around with a clown mask. Yeah, I got shot at twice. I got 3 ninja stars in me. I don't know how that happened.
But hey, free ninja stars.
Yeah, I just have to wash the blood off and get these stitches out, and then I'll be good to go.
Yeah. You ever thrown a ninja star?
Disturbingly accurate, they are.
Really? Huh.
If you get good with them, you just... Boom.
And you only got to practice with them a little bit, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, ninjas probably don't train their whole lives to use them. What do I know? I'm not a ninja.
I'm pretty sure the ninjas are giving the throwing stars to their children as, like, their first toys.
Yeah.
Like, no wooden horses, no Connect Four boards. It's
like
throwing
a,
stars.
Like a blinky clown or, like, a bouncy seat or something.
Exactly.
They get throwing stars.
Fuck all that. You need to learn how to hit your friends with bamboo sticks... Throw these stars and
navigate your life with no eyesight.
Also, practice seppuku with this rubber knife because you may need it one day. You just need to perfect it. Oh, the phone's going off. Let's see if they want to be on the show.
She does not.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask who?
Just this chick I know.
Oh, okay.
Might go watch a movie with her later. We'll see.
She hot?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you definitely don't want her to tune in now. What movie? Any idea?
Truth or Dare.
Is that a movie? I thought that was just something that friends peer pressured each other into doing. Hang on. Truth or Dare. Recent? It's very new. Very new.
Very new. It just came out like today because it's Friday the 13th, obviously.
Harmless game of Truth or Dare among friends turns deadly when someone or something...
You get to punish those who lie... Or refuse to the dare.
Now that's a...
Basically, it starts off with like, haha, you and your friend should make out. And they make out to be like, tell the truth. Like, okay, one time I had sex in a closet. And then it goes to like, like this one kid who like, I don't know, just this what I gathered from the trailer.
Okay.
This one kid who's like new to the group. He says like, I don't mind strangers dying if it means I get to live. And they're just like, whoa, way to bring the fucking mood down, dude. Basically, he was playing Truth or Dare and he had survived this long from his last group of friends.
And he brought the disease with him.
With him so he can fucking try to scoot out of there.
Okay.
But yeah, then it's got them like walking along the edge of a like a house.
Yeah.
Drinking a bottle of whiskey.
Oh,
like
shit.
I have to walk along this edge because otherwise like it's super creepy because like their face gets stuck in like a smile and then they just fucking die.
Oh.
In like really grotesque ways.
Wait, where have I seen that before?
There was a trailer for it.
Okay. But I remember some other thing. Maybe I'm just thinking of The Ring. Where like, you know how when... You saw The Ring. Did you? If you didn't, that's fine.
I understand like the premise of it.
Okay. But Like, it is suspenseful and all that and whatever, but honestly, like, the legit scary part for me is when somebody walks into the room of somebody whose time ran out from watching the tape,
yeah.
And then the camera just, like, speeds up and moves really fast and then, like, goes right in on their face, and they basically have, like, no eyes. It's their face is, like, really wrinkled and wet, and it's, like, this weird, like... like, sad look. So it's the opposite of your movie.
Okay.
They just look really sad, but I think a smile frozen on a dead person's face might be even creepier.
No, see, it's not like a normal smile. It's like a creepy smile. It's, like, exaggerated.
Yeah?
Like, it, like, pulls their face muscles almost.
Like a Joker smile.
It's like that, but, like, more exaggerated, kind of.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, like, in the trailer, like, one kid, like, he, like, no, I'm not gonna do that. It's fucking stupid. And all of a sudden, he just, like, stops, smiles, and, like, grabs a knife and just stabs himself in the head.
Jesus Christ.
Another one. What the fuck happened? Oh, yeah, this kid had to cut his tongue out.
Wow, that was a dare?
It, like, eventually, they're not making the dares like the game is, you know?
And what, they're just, like, floating up in their brains and they say them?
Like, there's this one girl, she's, like, alone in, like, the bathroom, and she looks up and her reflection is, like, smiling at her. And it just says, truth or dare. And she's like, truth. And it's like, that's not the game way this game works.
Oh, it's just dares now?
No, just a dare for that time.
Oh.
I don't know if it, like, alternates or how it goes. But, yeah, then she's the one, like, walking around the edge, has to finish a bottle of whiskey.
An entire fucking who does that to themselves? Jesus Christ. I mean,
Scary spirits.
You're a much heavier drinker than I. And I do...
I am not. I do not drink often.
You're toning it down a lot.
Considerably.
Yeah. No, but you've told stories where...
In my prime.
Yeah.
That was a different time.
Prime Jared could have probably chugged half this bottle here, would you say? No, that's too much.
More.
More?
Oh, yeah.
Dear Lord, man.
I was kind of an animal.
Is it just discipline? Or do you, like, swallow two or three cough drops before you do it?
It's just... I don't know.
I would get a fucking ulcer. That's what would happen.
No, I don't think I could chug that whole bottle. Like, I could definitely get some...
You shouldn't try.
My buddy once chugged a very, very cold bottle of vodka.
Yeah?
Ooh, that was a mistake.
Yeah, I bet.
He almost got, like, I don't know. How do burns work with ice?
Well, it's just frostbite.
You got, like, definitely not frostbite, but something getting up there. On his tongue from chugging that thing.
Really?
He was committed, dude. I'll, like, give him that.
Was it like a spot on his tongue? Or
no, like his whole tongue was like beet red. It was like peeling a little bit.
Ooh.
But yeah, he
That's
was
not good.
Yeah, he was fucking hammered, so that was neat.
Yeah, I think it might be, I don't know, it might be like the same result as like if you just stuck your hand in like a bucket of liquid nitrogen really quickly. It wouldn't freeze it solid, but it would, like, turn red and
Yeah, you're
gross.
Just like, ooh, I don't like this. This is miserable.
Yeah. No, it's just, like, instant flash damage to tissue.
Yeah.
And you're fucking yourself up pretty bad.
But, yeah, I don't even want to know what happened to his fucking esophagus and shit.
Oh, God.
Maybe his tongue warmed it all up.
I bet he sounded like a backstreet hookup for about the next week.
We use every part of chicken.
I don't see what chicken has to do with it, but if you tell me what it is, I'll make it work. I haven't pulled that one out in a while.
I'm sorry, like the random Indian voice like that you pulled out like the other show we did. Holy shit, dude.
You still harping on that?
Oh, dude, that's still like the best thing you've ever said, ever.
I like doing the Indian voice. It's
it's just like randomly out of the blue, just like perfect timing. It's times like this, you're just like, damn it. I wish, because like you can't explain it to somebody.
No.
They're just going to be like, okay, yeah, so we made an Indian voice. That's funny. Like, no, you had to have been there, man. It was fucking hilarious.
There's always a situation for an Indian voice. It's just, it doesn't come along very often. You got to be ready and you got to jump on it. So
you got to snap it.
I will think of that for the future. If the opportunity is there, I gotta do the Indian voice for you.
We use every part of chicken.
It's what gives you reason to live.
Oh, it really does.
Yeah. Reasons to live. You can join our religion, the Church of the Eternal Sun.
Yes. We do not have official swag yet, but...
No.
It will come as soon as I remember.
Maybe
I'm a sack of shit, man. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. The highest Ray forgives you.
Thank you. You
are forgiven. But maybe we shouldn't devote the entire responsibility to you. Still not trying to call you out.
Not trying to call you out, but you're just untrustworthy. So.
You got shit going on. You're digging holes or whatever.
Yeah. Dude, I dug so fucking much today.
Yeah?
It was fucking bullshit. Do you know how tiring that is?
Immensely so.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot of tired. I have like...
Can you measure that in a quantity?
Quantity?
How much tired?
At least 7 tired.
That's a lot, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear that?
I think like 12 is when you die.
Yeah, I think 12 is like...
you know, like Navy SEALs go through Hell Week. Yeah, they're at like an 11 and a half tired. I was almost there.
Oh my God. That's pretty serious.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
What's Hell Week for a Navy SEAL?
You never heard of that?
Well, it's just something close to it, but.
It's basically 5.5 days of continuous exercise and training.
Oh, and you can't sleep, right?
You get like 1 or 2 hours of sleep, like smack dab in the middle of it. Which at that point doesn't really. Help.
And you gotta sleep on dirt, right?
No, they have cots for you. They're like, all right, get over here. Now go the fuck to sleep. And you're sitting there like so exhausted because you haven't slept in 2.5 days.
Yeah.
And you've been constantly running, carrying logs or paddling or swimming or just doing all sorts of exercises.
Yeah.
And you're just like so exhausted, but you know you're gonna go to sleep. And then when that happens, you're time traveling into the future.
Yep.
Where all that's going to happen again.
It's like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
In brain time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it helps to get even that minimal amount of sleep. Because if you don't sleep for, I don't know, what are these?
I know. It's only 5.5 days and people haven't died from lack of sleep during it yet. So
I don't know if anybody's ever officially died from lack of sleep. But
that's worth a Google, actually. I need to know that.
Yeah, let's do that. Has anyone that? Well, this isn't Google. Hold on. Has anyone died? DIED from lack of sleep. I'm about to die from lack of sleep. That's not true. Man dies after going 11 days without sleep. Do we trust Huffington Post? I don't really think so.
Do we tell him you are a bitch and I can go longer?
You gonna go for 12 days?
Dude, one time I got off 24-hour duty, right?
Yeah.
And so obviously you're fucking just really tired because you just sit there and stay awake for 24 hours. That's your job.
Yep.
And it fucking sucks.
And I did it.
Yeah, I did it multiple times.
Is the key standing up?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, yeah, so I make it back to my room and I'm exhausted and I have a little bit of like awakeness left in me. So I started pouring drinks. So apparently when you're super sleep deprived, and you just get fucking hammered. Oh, man, that is... I don't even have words to describe that. It's like a hallucinogen.
Yeah? You started seeing some weird animals going on the walls?
I saw shit, like, literally just tilt sideways like that.
Yeah,
that's not safe. Like, I didn't drink enough for it to be, like, that much, you know?
Let's see. According to a report in Hunan Province's Zhanxiang, I'm guessing... Metropolis newspaper, a 26-year-old was found dead by his mother after his 11-day football-watching marathon finally expiring.
Football-watching?
Yeah, I guess it was worth it. Finally expiring after Ireland's 2-0 defeat to Italy. The time difference between Europe and China means that most of the matches only start at 2:45 a.m., using a false name.
He never slept in between, or what?
No, not at all. Let's see. Good health before tournament. We would rest occasionally, but he watched every day and would not miss a single match. Friends said Mr. Jiang, who they described as an England and France supporter, had seemed in low spirits while watching the Antonio Cassano and unpronounceable Italian score to take Italy to the Euro 2012 quarterfinals in Monday's victory over Ireland. He reportedly returned home at 5 a.m. last Tuesday, but when his mother attempted to wake him for dinner, she found him dead. Let's see. Oh, and great quote right at the bottom. Let's see. A doctor who examined him said he was in good health, but staying up through the night and not sleeping enough weakened his immune system, and he drank and smoked while watching the football, triggering his condition. If you use beer to replace water, that is not good. Alcohol harms the body.
Thank you, Dr. Lou.
He read as he sipped from his mug of whiskey.
You know what?
What?
I think that doctor's full of shit.
Dr. Liu?
Dr. Liu.
Who the fuck are you, man? I tried
Who are
Googling...
you to tell me how to live my fucking life?
I tried Googling you, and I couldn't pick you out of any of the millions of results.
There was a million Dr. Liu's, and I was just like, you know what? Just pick one. It's him.
Yeah, probably. Let's send him a letter. Mr. Liu, we here...
have decided you fucking suck.
You can totally replace water with beer. It has water in it anyway. Not a big deal. Signed, TGIF Radio.
P.S. You sound like kind of a bitch. Oh, off topic. So
that's fine.
The question that was going around work the other day was, I mean, I started it because I get bored. And I just like start asking random questions because it makes me giggle.
You also like starting shit, it seems. He shrugs. Acknowledged.
I'm not a bad person.
No, I'm not saying that.
Just kind of shitty sometimes. No, the question was, if you could get rid of one word in the English language, what would it be?
Selfie.
Selfie?
Yeah.
One guy wanted to get rid of the word vacation.
Why?
Because...
Was it your boss?
No, he says a vacation is a trip. Just say trip.
No, because a trip is also acid.
Yeah, no, see, I told him he's a fucking idiot. Anyway.
Thank you.
One guy wanted to get rid of the word exacerbate.
Oh, I like that one.
No, see, it's good, but he's just like, no, it's fucking stupid. Like, there's like very select situations you can use it, and it's stupid, and he doesn't like it. My word was perhaps. Don't know why. I've always hated that fucking word.
Perhaps.
Fancy words that start with P piss me off.
Really?
You know the 8 million pet peeves I have? Fancy words that start with P are one of them.
I did not know this about you. So, words like promiscuous.
Oh, not a fan.
Not a fan, no. Why don't you just, because you're in your head, you're going, why don't you just say slut?
Yeah. that's about it.
Or, you know, it can be shortened.
Perpendicular is okay. I can get with that.
You have to use that one in school anyway, so.
Yeah, so I mean, you just get over it. But yeah, the biggest one is perhaps. I have no idea why, but I've always fucking hated it.
And that's not even that fancy of a word.
It's not. It really pissed me off. But if I can't get rid of that, I want to get rid of the word masticate.
Well, that's chewing.
Yeah, just the act of chewing.
Yeah, I mean, I've never used that in a normal conversation unless I was being intentionally hyperbolic.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, there's no fucking
reason. I wouldn't miss it.
Unless I'm writing a haiku about eating shit, I'm going to say messily masticate for the alliteration purpose alone.
Messily masticate. No, that won't work in a haiku. That's six. It's going to be five or seven.
I messily masticate. Seven.
I messily masticate. Oh, hey, that works.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck you, haiku people.
Haiku, I think you just flipped off the entirety of Japan. Nice job.
Suck a dick.
Is that where... No,
I only like you for anime.
Not to be confused with the place where Dr. Liu lives, which is China. Yeah, let's get our Asians
all
right.
The Chinese countries like Japan. Have you heard that song by...
No.
Jean Lajoie?
I'm not
Have you heard
the
song like, guns don't kill people, I kill people with guns.
I might have heard that before.
No, I think he's like a 2009 internet dude.
Okay.
But anyway, he made like a bunch of songs, and he has one called Very Super Famous.
Okay.
Pull it up. It's like...
Very Super Famous.
It's a few minutes long, and you kind of got to really listen to all the shit he says because...
Okay. Let's see. You know what? No, maybe I don't know. Oh, there's his I Kill People one. Or do you want...
No,
or
not,
do you want...
No, you've... Not I kill people. This one's fucking...
You want this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Mind if we pause occasionally to...
Oh, yeah. We can roast this.
Okay. Jean? Oh, he made Show Me Your Genitals.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Drop the beats. In the planet of Earth, I am the most famous person of the world.
Legit.
Everybody knows who I am, even the people who don't know who I am. Because I am very super famous, super famous, super famous, very super famous.
His
name is MC Vagina.
For real?
Oh, yeah. He has a bunch of different names for, like, his different personalities that make music.
Yeah.
This one's MC Vagina.
This guy looks like he could be... If Reading Rainbow had villains, he would be one of
oh,
them.
Oh, shit. Super famous, super that is famous. Disturbingly very accurate.
Famous. You are not, so you are shit. All around the world, people know who I am. In the Chinese countries like Japan, north, south, east,
there
west,
it is. Wait
east,
for it.
I make their panties wet like basements in New Orleans. In the France language.
Wasn't that the hotel that Bruce Willis's character was staying in Pulp Fiction? It looked like it had been repainted.
No,
that was just for me.
Spanish girls also say things, but I don't know what they're talking about because I don't speak Spanish at all. But they're probably talking about how my penis is super not small.
That is the biggest Smirnoff Ice I have ever seen. Dude. What the hell? Well, let me just freeze frame that really quick.
That's a good sign. Like,
is that a 40?
I'd drink that.
I would too, but... would probably hate myself in the morning.
Probably talking about how my penis is super not small.
Look at
the
flag.
Vaginist revolution.
That's a dick.
In Russia, they call me the crocodile hunter in Australia. Wait, that sounds like I hunt penises. I don't. I do chicks in a rock. They found WMDs, women on my dick. I'm most
okay. Anyway, you get the gist of this guy.
Of course I do.
Yeah, he's...
He's got a vibe.
Oh,
for
he's
sure.
Got a vibe. Dude, have you seen Freaky Friday by Lil Dicky and Chris Brown?
You did show me this.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. That's very important.
But
if
no.
you get a chance, look up Fuck Everything by him.
Okay.
Because it actually goes really hard, but it's like hilarious also.
I don't know. This guy though, he's got something going on. He's like I said, Reading Rainbow villain if they had
yeah.
them. He kinda I think the person who made his shirt also made the original carpet in the PDX airport.
Or bus seats.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's totally bus seat fabric.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is with those
oh, it
weird,
needs to
like...
be is more, I don't know, what do you call it? I don't want to say velvety, but like...
90s, that's all I can say.
Yeah,
it's
just...
Shit.
Well, this was released, what, 2011? That's basically
yeah.
the 90s.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty much the 90s.
We're 90s kids.
Suck it.
Obviously.
I was 6 when it hit 2000.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. I was born in 94, dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, same here. I mean, do you remember 9/11? I do.
Yeah, first grade, wasn't it?
Yes.
Miss Pitt Garland's class. I remember because my buddy Theo, he's a little Mexican kid. Nobody could understand what he said except for me, so I had to do like a little bit of like interpreting.
You knew Spanish as a child, but not today?
Oh, no, I could just understand him because I hung out with him so much.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know a fucking lick of Spanish.
This would be like in Napoleon Dynamite if nobody could understand Pedro, and
yeah.
you were his interpreter.
I was the Napoleon Dynamite for his Pedro. But yeah, he runs out and he tells me, like, yeah, somebody just crashed into, like, the Twin Towers. With what? With an airplane. And, like, for a kid, you don't understand that, like, it's a terrorist attack. You're just kind of like... Well, obviously it was a mistake. Like, how do you
yeah.
mistake something like that? Well, we roll around a year later and everything makes good sense and the world has changed a little bit for me. And
yeah.
Then we had like the whole 9/11 thing. I was like, damn, that was a year ago? That was quick.
You
and
knew what the Twin
happened.
Towers were? Shit.
I didn't know what they were.
Me neither.
And now I do.
Yeah. Now everybody fucking knows.
Now they won't shut up about it. Shit. That was mean. I'm sorry for anyone listening.
And what they shouldn't be shutting up is Tower 7. But we'll get into that some other time.
That's a different thing.
I think we have an entire episode about that. Just look back through the catalog.
We probably have several episodes about similar shit.
Of course we... Yeah. I mean, I think there's...
We have gotten so hammered and rambled so much on this podcast. I don't think there's anything we haven't talked about.
No, we'll find it.
Oh, there's something.
No, we can't ever run out of stuff.
This motherfucking water bottle. No, we've probably talked about that too, huh?
Did I ever tell you how I played baseball with one of these types of water bottles?
No.
It wasn't this shape, but for those of you who can't see, which is everybody, this...
Which is everybody.
This is a Nalgene water bottle, a really remarkable feat of modern engineering. They are famous for not being easily breakable.
They do not give a single fuck.
Not really. It is possible to break them. I've never done it. And we tried really hard at a scout camp one year.
Give me a nail in 10 minutes.
That would probably work, but I think you only get the t-shirt that says I broke an Nalgene if it's through regular use. I don't know how you prove that or anything. I just found a tiny screwdriver in the spring of my microphone that stand. I put that there. I just remembered. That's fine.
I was about to be so fucking concerned. I was like, I'm like checking mine. Like, these things don't just like show up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Where's the little screwdriver gnome?
Do our mic arms have cancer? I think that's what steel cancer looks like.
Leave me alone.
But anyway, we set up a makeshift baseball field in our campground because we were bored as fuck. And
makes sense.
We didn't really want to go swimming because we'd done that already. So we just, you know, set up the bases, and some kid had an algae, and they're like, yeah, let's use this. Are you sure? Yeah, you can't break them. And we tested it. We used a 2x4 as our baseball bat, and we fucking railed that thing around, put a couple scratches on it, maybe a dent or two, but not a single crack. Could still drink out of it at the end of the game.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah. But
how much are these? I need to go get one.
They're not that much, but okay. Look into it. It's probably like $20.
Unbreakable fucking algae bottles?
Nalgene. No, if it was an algae bottle, you'd have
to... Yeah, I don't want to buy that.
Nalgene water bottle. So like the same one I have is
$10. I
want to
see the reviews. Are there any funny ones?
Funny ones. I don't know. Maybe. Let's fire them up. Customer reviews. Yeah, these got 4.5 stars. It's $10. Why wouldn't you buy this?
Find a 5-star one.
5-star. Use mason jars to store. Okay, that's boring. Fantastic new color. Olive. I don't know what's going to... Practical. Now a staple.
Now a staple practicality.
I got the 32-ounce bottle in seafoam, and it looks great. Color is minimalist, but not boring or typical. Have yet to see anyone else carry an algae.
This isn't funny. Keep moving.
Yeah, I kind of figured that out 2 or 3 sentences in. Let's see.
The internet and like meme collections have really let me down, like my expectations with the real world.
You thought we were just going to find something silly.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like a YouTube comment section. You go in there and it's just like the funniest shit you ever see in your fucking life. What? Like the Facebook comments and stuff.
Top 10.
No, this is like Instagram comments. This isn't funny at all. This is fucking gay.
Well, if it was Instagram comments, wouldn't it be Show Bob's and Vagine?
Show Bob and Vagine. Or they're just tagging their friends or just like posting like emojis or something.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Let's see. I'll start off by bleh, bleh, bleh. Always wanna. Whatever, whatever, whatever. It's, I don't know. We're digging through a bunch of shit trying to find a gold nugget.
Fuck you, nerds.
We're probably not going to get it.
I'm not panning for gold for the next hour. Eat my shit.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe we should write a review.
There are no funny reviews, so this product is bullshit.
I'll just rate it 5 stars and say I played baseball with this. 5 out of 5. And I think that will be, you know what?
That'll do it.
Am I signed in?
I played baseball with it, not even one crack. 10 out of 10.
I am signed in. Let's go ahead and write one.
Yeah, just say 5 out of 5, would buy again.
Let's see. Do. Blue. Where do you leave a review in this fucking thing? I lost interest. Right, I don't want to do this anymore. Wait, am I looking at it? Hang on.
Oh, my bad.
Write a review. Okay, there it is. Is it going to let me do that if I didn't buy it? Yeah.
Let's find out.
Okay, let's see. I played.
No, not I. Just played baseball with this.
Oh, played. Okay. I think someone will like that.
Played baseball with it.
With
not a
this.
Single crack.
Not a single crack.
Would buy again.
There we go.
Would buy again if I needed one.
Oh, yeah. Comma. If I needed one. I needed one. Boop, boop, boop. Submit.
All right. Now.
There we go.
Now look for thumbs up and shit on it. Can you rate up other people's reviews?
Or? I think you can say it was helpful, but it's not like, I don't know if it's thumbs up and down like YouTube comments.
Oh, you're about to get like 500 helpfuls.
You think so? I mean, I would, if I read something like that, I would buy one of these. But fucking buy. We're not being paid by these guys, by the way.
Yeah, they're just, they just got good shit.
I kind of wish I were, because then I would do like,
we can write your commercials, nigga.
Yeah, I do like BlendTech style videos where we just try and break the bottle with various things.
kind of like a how-to basic sort of thing, except instead of beating the shit out of eggs, we beat the shit out of this bottle.
Yeah, just try and break it.
Just trash the house while we try to break this thing.
You can't do it. I think you could, like, all right, so you're John McClane, right? And you're in the, you're in Nakatomi.
Plaza?
And, no, you're in the building.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The plaza's under the building. Close. But yeah, you're running around, all of a sudden you find some C4, and it's, you know, it's taped to one of those pillars. You're looking around for something to do. You gonna throw that shit down the elevator shaft? No! What's that over there? It's a fucking Nalgene. You stuff the C4 into the shit.
Ooh.
And you just put it in the corner, turn your back to it just in case. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Self-contained and safe.
And safe.
Yeah. This is should be issued to all bomb disposal units.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I endorse this. I'm signing this into law right now. Off you go to
Mr. Trump.
Mr. Government.
Make this law.
I think it's gonna help us out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for all those people that need to
disarm bombs. I wholeheartedly believe.
These are protected by the Second Amendment, right?
I don't know, they're pretty deadly. A little too deadly.
I mean, if you just fill one of these up with like half of... Oh, and if these have a fucking loop on them, all right, just fill this up halfway, grab it by the loop, beam some dude in the temple with the thing, see what happens. He'd fucking die. I just hurt myself like accidentally tapping it against my head. Like, these are dangerous. All right.
He'd fucking die.
Now, Gene, these are, I've changed my mind, these are extremely dangerous weapons.
We would like to give you 6 stars.
That
should have been your review. Played baseball with it, not a single crack. Would give 6 stars if possible.
Yeah, I probably should have put that in. It's too late. They know I meant well.
Yeah, they're going to see it and be like, that's tight.
They're going to figure out how to send things to my house, and we will get a whole bunch of water bottles to try and smash. I think it's a goal.
Oh, yeah. If we just end up with, like, our only sponsor is Nalgene water bottles, and they don't even pay us. They just give us water bottles consistently. Yeah. I would be okay with that. I would start a YouTube channel just trying to break all the shits.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably way more concepts than we could ever imagine as far as just trying to use these bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to smash them is cool. Blowing them up's cool.
You think you can melt them?
Smashing things with them. Melt them? Yeah. It's still plastic. I mean, it's not totally indestructible. It sure seems like it.
I already told you about trying to melt a plastic water bottle with water still in it.
It
doesn't melt.
It doesn't.
Yeah, or you won't get a hole through it. It just warps.
Yeah. You can do the same thing with a balloon with water in it. You just fill the balloon up with some water. You hold a lighter under it.
And nothing happens?
Nope. It won't pop. Because it's heating up the water inside first.
I'm going to do that.
Do it.
This weekend. I'm going to be like, hey, guys, check this out. And I'm going to hold the lighter in the balloon.
Yeah.
They'll be like, wow, that's nuts. And I'm going to find the closest person and just fucking splash them with it. So they get boiling water on them.
Yeah. Well, it won't be boiling. If you hold it there for long enough, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be like, maybe, wow, isn't this crazy? Come look at this. Splash, nigga.
If you want it to be boiling, you should probably step it up to the blowtorch. I mean,
check this out.
If you want it to be fully played out, if you want all your bases covered, just get the blowtorch.
Get the blowtorch.
Why on earth would
or
you skip
Elon
on this?
Musk's flamethrower?
He's selling those, isn't he?
$500. His whole advertising campaign for those was him releasing a video of him with a flamethrower on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then tweeting out, like, obviously you shouldn't buy a flamethrower. It's a very bad idea. And then the next tweet being, unless you like fun.
Yeah, duh. I fucking want one.
And yeah, now I want one.
$500?
I will use my tax return, and I will buy that.
I'll use part of my tax return. I hope everybody did their taxes. You still have 2 days. Oh. This is your official warning from us.
Drew put something on the message. Renee, your water bottle is the JanSport backpack of water bottles. Kind of shitty looking, but very functional.
That's true. It definitely looks... I gotta wash this thing. I just know I'm gonna get a disease from this eventually. I don't think you can get diseases from JanSport backpacks. It depends on what lunch you left in it last week. I found bread in my backpack that was over a week old, but there was no mold on it, which is the weird thing. It was this...
I dare you to eat it. What are the odds?
Oh, I threw it away already. I was not taking that chance. I also found some... shredded mozzarella cheese in my fridge the other day.
Was that moldy?
It was not moldy, but I smelled it, and it didn't smell bad, but it did not smell the way cheese is supposed to smell.
And then you're just like, I'm not risking this.
Yeah, and then I looked on the bag, and it says, use within 5 to 7 days of unsealing.
And it had been several more than that.
Far more. I don't even want to guess how many days it had been.
Another topic change. Did you see my Snapchat story?
No. I haven't logged into Snapchat in an extremely long time.
I don't know. One of the other people probably saw it, but
somebody
the video is going to, or it wasn't today, it was like last week sometime. It's a video of somebody skipping over or through a construction site with hysterical laughter in the background. So we were playing What Are the Odds at Work, right? I told you about that game.
Yeah.
So we're playing What Are the Odds, and Joel looks over at Murph and he says, hey Murph, what are the odds you skip around for the rest of the day? And Murph hits him 1 and 2.
Nice.
So Joel's just like, oh, shit. So they play, and Murph loses.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Murph, and let me tell you, he was committed. He skipped around for well over an hour. He's, like, running around, like, hands full of shit, carrying something, trying to skip. He's like, Jared, this fucking sucks, man. And I just look at him like, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
You should have won, huh?
You're playing the game, though.
So him and Joel played again about an hour after he had first lost.
Yeah.
And this time, Joel loses. Joel lasted all of like 4 minutes. He's like, I can't fucking do this. This sucks way too much. So the moral of the story is, Murph, you're an animal. Joel, you're a poor sport.
See?
They don't listen to this, so I can talk as much shit as I want.
That's true. But they'll find it one day. And they won't care that much. It'll be fine. No.
Because we've said all of this to both Murph and Joel's face.
Right to their faces.
Yes.
You can say it. I can't. So they might come after me if they find this.
No, they're nice guys.
Here's the thing about skipping, though. It actually is kind of an efficient way to travel.
It really is, but it gets tiring very quickly.
Especially if you're carrying stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it while you're carrying stuff.
Skipping is an efficient way to travel the same way running is. It's fast.
Yeah.
But after a while...
Better if you go downhill.
A lot better if you go downhill.
Yeah.
But not for your knees.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I don't...
Been there.
I don't know what I've done to my knees over the years, but they're just bad.
Yeah. Back in the day, over in El Paso, when we do PT, there was a McKellican Canyon, right? It's basically...
Sounds fake.
McKellican Canyon. No, you can look it up.
It sounds like a place where they're hiding the aliens.
No, it was just like some place off base that people would go to run every morning.
Okay.
Or frequently. And we went there probably like once a month. El Paso, McKellican Canyon. MCK...
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely spelled that wrong.
McKellican?
M-C-K...
G-E...
G-E...
L-L-I-O-N?
L-L-I-O-N.
McKellican.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Yeah, there we go.
M-C-K-E-L-L-I-G-O-N. That's a pavilion.
Oh, yeah, it's like a state park. Is it in El Paso, Texas?
Sure looks like it.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's it, right there.
But anyways, this is where your soul is buried.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Because it was a 2.5 mile run uphill and then a 2.5 mile run downhill. And you're really not sure which is worse, if we're being really honest here.
Yeah.
At first, like, you get to the top of the hill and you're like, oh, finally I get to go downhill. Then all of a sudden you're cruising and like your shins start hurting. And you're like, oh, no, I'm going way too fast. So you try to slow down. Well, then your ankles are hurting. So you just keep going with the pace that it's sending you. Well, now my shins are hurting and my knees are hurting. You just can't win, man.
Are you allowed to run backwards? Because
backwards downhill?
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit it's not the smartest thing, but it would save your shins.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could.
Yeah. Just put fucking mirrors on your shoulders just so you know where you're going.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that because it looks freaking stupid, but I respect somebody that is committed enough to do that.
Yeah, and just has an ample supply of rearview mirrors lying around. Where did he get those? How did he attach them to this vest? What's going on here?
How is he going so fast backwards?
Yeah.
Oh,
speaking of throwing things together, people aren't going to be able to see this, but I just wanted to tell a quick story about something I did at work. There's a thing out there in the world.
In the world.
Yeah, it's like a license key. and it sometimes comes in the form of just a little flash drive.
Okay.
And its only purpose is you plug it into the computer, and when you turn on a program that you bought, it checks to see if it's there, and if it sees it, it's like, okay, you're cool, you bought it, and then it moves on with its life. Some dude kicked his computer at work and snapped the head right off of one of these flash drives. So I MacGyvered it with another separate USB cord.
Oh, shit!
Swipe over. Like, there's a little story there. And I just...
Now that's you with your cat.
No, it's the other way.
Okay.
But yeah, I just fucking... I cut off a different USB cord, and I managed to crimp the wires into the existing copper contacts, and then I electrical taped it, and it works like a charm.
Can it do the crimp walk?
I bet it could, if it...
No, dude, that's... That's so fucking redneck, and I'm so proud of you right now.
I was inspired.
Redneck ingenuity is the highest form of technological advancement in my eyes.
Yeah. I mean...
they're not building rockets, but damn it, they make a showerhead out of the shower.
I'm very proud of what I did.
You can turn a water bottle into a showerhead. I fucking respect you, and that's exactly what you did.
Has it been done?
You never seen the pictures? You have a shower head, so you just take a water bottle, poke holes in it, tape it to the shower.
And then, so there's no shower head.
Yeah. So,
that's easy. Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see
how
that works.
Or like taking a wire coat hanger, if you don't have a belt, there's your belt.
I've done that with baling twine before.
Yeah, see?
It works.
Yeah, it works as shoelaces, too.
I mean, do you think MacGyver got his inspiration from rednecks, or was it the other way around?
I think they just kind of coexisted at their own times, but they didn't really know about each other.
See, I know of MacGyver. I've just never seen the show. If anybody out there has seen it and would like to point me in the direction of a redneck-specific episode, maybe where he like hangs out with them or builds something for them, I don't know.
Yeah, anybody listening, all three of you, we need to know this.
I just want to see, like, if he
just Google it, MacGyver redneck episode. I mean, sure, it's just going to be every episode, but you get what the fuck I'm saying.
Episode. Here we go. Redneck MacGyver song.
Oh.
MacGyver finds a geocache.
Supposedly Mythbusters did a thing on MacGyver.
Oh, yeah, they did a couple episodes.
And basically, with the stuff that he was given and the things he made, there was, like, no physical possible way for him to do any of the shit he did.
Oh, for which things?
I don't remember. I can't, like, cite my sources. I just remember hearing it somewhere.
I thought he was, like... I mean, I saw at least one of the episodes, I'm pretty sure. And I think he was 50-50 on a lot of it.
Yeah.
It
was, like, no way. And, like, I mean, I guess I see.
Yeah. Like, what was it? There was one where... He was trapped in a room, and he just happened to have, like, some, like, raw sodium lying around.
Yeah, you know, you happen upon it.
Yeah.
Like a bomb, no big deal.
And that's what he did. He, like, put it in some paper or something, and he dropped it in a water bottle and set it next to a wall, and that blew up the wall.
Doesn't sodium combust immediately?
Yeah, pretty quickly. I don't know if it's immediately, but...
No, it's like you throw bricks of sodium out in the water and boom, the whole thing goes up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's probably near instant. But he had some sort of timing agent that delayed it. I have no idea. But turned out that ended up not being true because he couldn't do it with the tiny little bitty amount of sodium. It just wasn't big enough.
Yeah.
They also tried to do, like, his bamboo plane made out of a lawnmower motor and, bamboo.
Yeah.
But I don't think that worked out either because it's just a shitty little lawnmower motor. It's not going to happen.
Just because the blade's been fucking fast doesn't mean it's going to pull a whole bamboo plane.
No.
Why? Maybe a bamboo glider.
I mean, you just end up like one of those guys in the silent films that's trying to fly, and he just has pieces of cardboard taped to his arms. That's what you'd look like.
Ooh, speaking of silent films, I went and watched A Quiet Place.
What's that?
You haven't seen that?
No.
Quiet. Yeah, it's a new John Krasinski one.
Mr. Krasinski? Oh, did he direct it?
Yeah, he directed and starred.
I think you might have mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Oh, it looks creepy.
Oh, yeah. It's super creepy, but it's like... really fucking good.
Mr. Krasinski. Isn't he married to Emily Blunt?
Yeah. Apparent. I saw this one thing, and it was saying that, like, apparently John Krasinski had someone else in mind to play his wife.
Oh, yeah?
And his wife wasn't having it, so...
Oh, shit.
Wait, what are their names?
The characters?
Yeah.
Emily Blunt plays Evelyn Abbott. John Krasinski plays Lee Abbott. Millicent Simmons, with a D, plays Regan Abbott. And Noah Jupe. Okay, fuck you. Plays Marcus Abbott. That's a
yeah,
dumb name.
They don't want to say any of their names.
Really?
There's, like, they never, like, they just say, go get your mom, go get your dad, go get your brother,
but
go get your sister.
The kids' names are never said, huh?
Or, I might have to go watch it again, but I'm relatively certain they never once say their names.
Interesting. But it's got an 8.2.
Oh, I think it was way better than that.
I like Johnny Krasinski. You ever seen these, well, you probably have your Mixmaster meme.
Mixmaster meme.
The ones where it's like, what is it? It's like screenshots of Jenna Fisher's tweets, like just next to her face, like looking sad. And the way the pictures are arranged.
I haven't seen those.
It may or may not be true, but it just looks like she's really pining for the romance that her character in The Office and Jim had. Like, she's just, like, wanting those days back, but she's, like, getting all fucking depressed about it.
And he married Emily Blunt, so...
Yeah, so she's...
Don't they have, like, 8 kids now?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
I think it's, like, 4.
Are they the weirdos in this picture? Hang on. That kid's creeping me out. I don't like that kid.
That's a girl, and she's actually deaf.
Let's see. Oh, is that a Hallmark trait in the film?
A Quiet Place. You can't talk, or the monsters get you.
Oh, see, I did not read the premise.
Yeah, Drew says, no names are said, and it's a great movie. Thank you, Drew.
Okay.
You're a stud.
It's interesting that they don't do that. It's kind of like in...
Do you want some spoilers for it?
No.
If you think you're going to go watch it?
I think I am, but I just don't know when. Okay. I would like to, so we'll hold off on it. But it kind of reminds me of... Do you ever see Fight Club?
Yeah.
The Ed Norton's character... You never find out what his name is.
Oh, shit.
Nobody says his name. He never says it. He's just, like, he only refers to himself as Jack when he's being, like, facetious about it and reading those shitty books that he found in that house. Like, I am Jack's left nipple. Like, but that's not his real name. So you never find that out. And you never find out in the book either.
Well, you know Tyler Durden, so.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
That's okay. I already knew this one. I just didn't really want to spoil it for Kirstie, but she doesn't want... I don't know if she wants to watch it anyway. Oh, shit. Even the IMDb logo just fades in. All right. This page is too spooky.
Too spooky for me on April 13th.
3 spooky, 5 me. Is it... What's the... No, October's the worst month to have a Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah. We had one, didn't we? Just this last one?
Yeah, it was pretty recent. April that ain't shit. You know?
Yeah, it's like, oh no, Friday the 13th, but October Friday the 13th, you're like, shit, this is like second Halloween, let's go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, you better bring your own clown mask just to try and scare the other guy that jumps out of the bushes.
Right, this is pre-Halloween, let's fucking do this.
Yeah. Nope, get armed to the teeth this Halloween.
This is Halloween, everyone, get a machine gun.
And the song just ends there.
Get a machine gun.
I would like to see a gif of Jack Skellington just popping caps and I don't know, elves?
And just a great many near misses as people try to shoot him. He is very small.
Yeah. He's just, you know, he's not a lot of surface area on that boy, you know? He just kind of has to turn sideways. Or he just got to, like, gyrate and move his arms.
You ain't killing that motherfucker.
Nope, it's...
The fucking skeleton. How do you fight
that? You can't kill a skeleton. That's why they're the scariest things in the universe.
Oh, I thought it was just his fashion sense that was scary. Hey, fuck you, Jack Skellington. You just got roasted.
You don't like his fashion sense?
I think it's fantastic. I just had to roast him.
Oh, okay.
That's chill.
It's a friendly roast. If Jack Skellington were here, we wouldn't dare say anything bad about him.
I would straight up shit my pants. Like, I'm not even ashamed.
Jack Skellington shows up in that chair, and the room smells bad immediately because Jared shit his pants.
Yeah, just like, I don't know. I can't do a Jack Skellington voice. Do it.
It's shit. No, I can't do that.
But yeah, he just shows up. He's like, hey, what you guys doing? I would just...
Yep.
Yeah, we're just hanging out, man. What's up?
You wouldn't release the whole thing immediately, though, right? Like,
I don't think I would have much choice.
There's still a chance that we could be friends, you know?
You'll find out after I shit my pants.
I think him and I would get along because I do have two dog skulls in my house right now.
That's... Yeah, I mean, he'd probably get along with that.
Yeah.
For me, it's honestly, it's kind of a red flag at this moment.
Me having those skulls?
Yeah, I mean, it's been several years that I've known you've never once mentioned that. But we're just going to skip past it.
Well, they recently came into my possession, so...
That's even worse. What the?
No, it's not that
These
bad.
These aren't dogs that you had, like, a fucking emotional attachment
no,
to.
No. Just one of them for Kirsty, not me. Did she ever tell you that story?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the skulls that we have, we bought in a store. It came from a coyote. His name was Dennis.
Oh, shit. I think you might have told me that one.
That one for Dennis. But the yeah. other one, we were walking around in her backyard one day, and she used to have, I believe it was a chocolate lab. Its name was Roxy.
Yeah.
And it had died a few years previous, and they had buried it in that backyard. And we were just walking through. And we, you know, beam a light through the trees and everything, yeah. shining on just a skull sitting in the middle of the fucking field. And it was totally, like, about dog-shaped.
Yeah.
It had enough moss on it to indicate it had been a few years. That is totally Kirsty's old dog.
It just, there's a fucking skull.
Yeah. We didn't find any other bones.
So it's not for sure Roxy, but it is most likely Roxy.
I'm going to call this like 91% sure it's Roxy.
That's pretty good. I'd watch that movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
Just remember, Rotten Tomatoes don't mean shit.
They're actually, I see them as a pretty good indicator, but like they're not just like the end all be all.
It helps kind of if you look at both scores that yeah. they have up.
Oh, yeah. Audience score.
Audience versus critics, yeah. Because, I mean, did you see Bright?
Yeah, I did.
You did? That was a really, like, very opposing viewpoints on that one. The audience gave it, like, 80-something. Critics gave it, like, 20-something.
Yeah, see, and that's one of those things, like, I can see both points of view. Bright was an amazing idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, everything was just so rushed because there was so much story to tell.
Yeah, no, that needed to... It probably would have worked across two movies.
I would say, like, a six-part series. Six-part series. Drew, that was what Drew said.
Yeah? Just, like, a little, like, True Detective style.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could go with that.
Because, like, the whole thing that happened with Bright is... They just can't catch a fucking break. They're getting shot at no matter which way they turn.
Yeah.
But, like, if there was a little bit of downtime to get to explore the characters and, like, how they kind of come together,
yeah.
you know, rather than just be like, hey, yeah, you don't like each other, and now you're best friends, and there you go.
I want to see more of that Elf City, man.
Dude, that Elf City looks like a fucking pimp house.
Yeah. Self-driving cars and all that shit.
Orcish drivers, basically the same thing.
Yeah. Wait, they weren't self-driving?
No, they had orc drivers.
Oh, okay.
And some of them drove themselves if they were driving like a Ferrari or something.
Yeah. We're not any closer to the self-driving cars.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
That's like,
we're
that's
getting
so
real
hard
close.
To get right, though.
Yeah. No, it's tough. And
it's the 1% that doesn't work that's going to make all of them not go.
Yeah. And then there's people dying already from like autonomous things, and people are like, oh shit, it's AI. It's not AI, okay? They aren't taking over the cars. It's just people being stupid about it and not realizing that this isn't even like beta, okay? This is alpha. You need to put your fucking hands on the wheel or at least look at the road.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Don't just let go.
No.
That reminds me of like somebody tweeted, like, how are the robots going to take over? Like, just throw a cup of water on them, LOL. And I have no idea if this was, like, a real tweet or not, but there's a reply from Elon Musk that said, holy shit, you're right.
God damn it. I would, if only I had, like, you know, a million Twitter followers just to, like, interject at random times on that.
And have, like, people actually see.
Yeah. It's like, what is it? Like,
I'm actually really funny. No one just sees it ever.
It's like the dude who made Minecraft. Like, he's totally done with the project. He's a billionaire. He's not really doing anything.
Yeah.
So he just, like, shit posts on Twitter sometimes. And every once in a while, people will just, like, they'll, like, you're a fat fuck on Twitter, and like he'll fire back at him.
Oh,
like because he's got nothing to do. He's a billionaire. He already won. He has your money.
Yeah, there was another meme. Shocker.
That was
2011. Social media accounts for big businesses. Like always be polite, courteous, no matter what. Just be professional. Mm-hmm. 2018. Wendy's literally just told me to go fuck myself. I feel like Wendy's got it started.
Were they the ones that
started roasting people?
Oh, okay.
And then once people started, other companies were like, hey, people see it and they respond positively to it. Like, maybe we can feel out for this a little bit.
Okay.
And now it's just kind of like a regular thing. You fire at somebody, they're going to fire right the fuck back. Doesn't matter who they are.
Yeah. Although the, I don't know, the fascination with it has kind of gone away a little bit. It was cool when Wendy's was starting out with it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's fine. But now that every company's doing it, you kind of get a little disillusioned.
Yeah.
You know?
You're just like, wow, shocker.
You're just like, oh, yeah, you hired a 16-year-old who knows how to use Reddit, I guess.
He saw the tweet. They're like, all right, go take 10 minutes, come up with a good reply, come back.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I don't know. I'm just not into shit posting nowadays. I'm sure I would have been.
I'm just more into meme posting.
Yeah.
I want everybody to be happy and friends, and then we can just look at memes and be happy together.
Will memes bring the world together?
They do.
Oh, they already do. What do we got here?
Who was that?
Hang on. Who was what?
Therese. Wendy's has a huge cock. LOL.
Wait. Wendy's the corporation or Wendy the mascot? Because that's two entirely different messages. I guess they just got a big swinging dick and they're just starting the trends. That's how I interpret it. That's how I've chosen. But I wouldn't have expected Wendy's to be much of a pioneer of anything, really. I mean,
Wendy's has a huge cock, LOL.
I mean, Square Burgers is interesting, but what does that really do for anybody?
It gives you a corner to eat off of? I don't know.
I guess.
Yo, we went to Wendy's when we were down in Denver, and I think we all got mild food poisoning because everyone felt like shit until they took a shit.
Really?
Everyone. We had eight people, and every single person felt like shit once we got to the hotel. And then everybody was like, yeah, we're just going to go hang out at our rooms for a little bit. And then like an hour later, everyone comes out just like, oh, yeah, we feel great now. Like, y'all took shits, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did. Now I feel amazing.
Sometimes that's just what you have to do.
You just got
to
take a shit.
And it doesn't even, I mean, that happens to me, but it doesn't even happen with like shitty food, you know? Yeah. Sometimes you just eat a whole bunch or something lines up just right and it's like, ha, this is now a laxative. What, this combination pickled tuna sandwich and salmon filet.
Did you mean Panda Express?
God,
I fucking love Panda, but it just makes me shit every time.
I'm not going to eat at Panda.
Panda's good stuff. They have a brown rice option.
I'd rather go to a real Chinese food place.
Yeah, yeah. Real dog.
No, there's this dude, you gotta go to Lucky Dragon.
Where's that at?
It's in Kalama.
Is that the one where they give you just like monstrous servings of everything?
I don't know how. Maybe they're more monstrous if you dine in, but we did takeout there a couple weeks ago.
Pretty good?
Yeah. Get the salt and pepper squid. Do it.
Ew.
You won't regret it. It's super crunchy. It's head and feet. They put the head and the feet of the squid in there.
They have tentacles, not feet.
It's, come on. What else is it? You might as well call them feet.
Long, slippery feet.
If you put an octopus, or squid, excuse me.
Same thing.
If you put a squid on land, what would it try and use to move around?
Yeah, it's tentacles.
They are tentacles, but they act as feet when on land.
I just got the most vivid.
Okay, go.
Fucking like a squid walking like Squidward, just.
I think of you ever played Toe Jam and Earl? I'm thinking of that video game, and it's the Toe Jam guy, but instead of 3 feet, he's got 8.
All right, let's see it.
Hang on,
Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah, Toe Jam and Earl. This game was legit on Sega Genesis, man. Let's see, back in the... They rebooted it, too. Okay, so the little red dude is Toe Jam.
He's a squid?
No, he's not a squid. He's an alien.
Oh, he's jamming, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Earl is right over here.
And he's another alien?
Yeah.
Okay.
They hail from the planet... where do they come from?
Has been called a surreal comic satire.
Yeah. Redden has three eggs. Earl is fat and orange.
Yeah.
Toe Jam wears a large gold medallion and a backwards baseball cap, while Earl is marked by high tops and oversized sunglasses. I think the name of their planet is Funkatron.
Funk, get the fuck out of here.
No, 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 I'm serious. Let's see.
See, at this point, I feel like you're fucking with me.
Oh, two sequels. Toe Jam and Earl in Panic on Funkatron, so Funkatron is their planet.
Holy
And Toe Jam
shit.
And Earl 3, Mission to Earth, which looks really shitty.
On Xbox.
On Xbox. I gotta dig that up. That looks fun.
Fucking Xbox.
And it's rated T for tits, because they got this third alien on the front.
Alien tits.
She's got tits. Fourth title, Toe Jam and Earl Back in the Groove. Is currently in development. Oh, currently in development.
With
Great.
Kickstarter.
Yeah.
How do we donate to Kickstarter?
I think...
Can you imagine? Just send the money, but yeah, just put it wherever you want. I don't really care.
Hold on a second. I think... So we take this, right?
Okay.
And then we just... All right, I think it worked.
There we go. That funded their whole operation.
And, wow, look at that. All my cash is gone. So they got
there
my...
There was definitely cash there before.
They got my $18.
Nice. You guys are welcome.
You guys are funded.
Just like that. Renee won't eat for the next week, but you guys now can have your shit.
At least I get to play my games. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio, or also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not even watching to at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Got something to say before we shut this down?
Nothing special. Go see A Quiet Place.
Yeah. Sounds
oh, yeah.
really good.
Cirque du Soleil on Ice. Fucking amazing. Go watch it if you get the chance. It's called Crystal.
It doesn't even have to be Crystal. Just go see a
yeah,
Cirque.
If you see Cirque du Soleil near you, just fucking go. It's worth this $50 or however much it is.
Go see a Cirque. You dig?
You dig.
All right, we'll be back next week for our 420 episode.
Hey.
Don't expect anything special. I have nothing planned.
Okay.
We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.
On everybody.